Islami be granted acceptance, protect it from evil and adversity.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching the Madani News of Dawat-e-Islami, and these are the headlines.
Faizan-e-Madina hai, Deen ka paigham, khabar hai ye aam.
Main tamam sogwar us taziyat karta hoon aur sabr hai mujhse qabil ki talqi.
Amir Ahlus-Sunnah sends a condolence message upon the death of various people, expresses commiserations. Amir Ahlus-Sunnah offers dua for the forgiveness of the departed.
Ya ilahi maghfirat kar bekaso majboor ki har khata tu dar guzar kar bekaso majboor ki.
The head of Shura visits the house of a representative of Hajj Umrah Department overseas, Abdul Ahad Attari. The brother of Abdul Ahad Attari, Abdul Hafiz Attari, and Muhammad Khalid Attari also present. Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari pays condolences upon the death of their mother, offers dua. People related with the field of education meet with Rukneshura Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari. The head of Pakistan Mushawara describes the blessings of Madani Kafila to the Islamic brothers. Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari gives motivation to offer salah regularly and recite durood. The construction works of Masajid and Madaris Madina continue under Dawat-e-Islami. A ceremony is held to lay the foundation of a Faizan-e-Madina for construction in Narowal, Punjab. Rukneshura Haji Afur Azad Tari delivers a sunnah-inspired bayan on the virtues of building Masajid. The devotees of Rasul travel in a Madani Kafla in district Nausehra, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Also attend the Urs of Peer Rahmat Karim Mubarak Rahmatullahi Alayhi. The head of division Mushawara delivers a bayan amongst the visitors, visits the shrine and offers Fatiha. A three-day course is held by Rouhani Laws Department at Faizan-e-Madina, Islamabad. The Islamic brothers from various areas attain the science of spiritual cure.
Madani Kafla mein neki ki daawat dene aur burai se mana karne ke liye hum جا رہے ہیں
12 دن کا مدنی قافلہ ہمارا اپنی ٹون فیضان مدینہ سے سفر کر رہا ہے
اسلام آباد سوات اور چترال کی طرف جا رہے ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ آسانی فرمائے
مدنی قافلے میں دین کی باتیں سیکھنے کے لیے الحمدللہ میرے کو موقع ملا ہے
The devotees رسول continue to travel in مدنی قافلہ to spread the invitation towards righteousness مدنی قافلہ of Islamic brothers set out from فیضان مدینہ حیدرآباد guidance is provided to the devotees رسول before their departure at دار السنہ فیضان مدینہ A Taharat course is held at Faizan-e-Madina in Miami, Florida, USA. The devotees of Rasul participate. Muballighi Dawat-e-Islami informs them about various issues. A Faizan-e-Namaz course is held at Faizan-e-Ahl-e-Bait Islamic Center in Hong Kong.
Let's now have a look at the details. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, The one who receives the news of a funeral and he visits the family of the departed and pays condolences to them, Allah Almighty will write one kirat reward for him. Dear viewers, let's listen to a condolence message of Amir al-Sunnat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, in which he offered dua for the forgiveness of the departed, paid condolences to the bereaved families, urged them to be patient, and also presented Madani pearls.
نحمده ونصلي ونصلي على خاتم النبيين مصيبة صبر کا سبب رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے شرط فرمایا جس شخص نے مصیبت پر اچھی طرح صبر کیا اللہ پاک اس کے لیے 300 درجات لکھتا ہے، ان میں سے ہر ایک درجے سے دوسرے درجے تک اتنا فاصلہ ہے جتنا زمین و آسمان کے درمیان ہے۔ اِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ، میں تمام سوگواروں سے تعزیت کرتا ہوں اور صبر و ہمت سے کام لینے کی تلقین۔ الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ الہ العالمین انہیں اپنے جوار رحمت میں جگہ عطا فرما۔
اللہم آمین۔
یا رب العالمین اے تمام جہانوں کو پالنے والے، ان کی قبر جنت کا باغ بنے، رحمت کے پھولوں سے ٹھکے، تحت نظر وسیع ہو جائے۔
اللہم آمین۔
یا اللہ پاک تمام سوگوانوں کو صبر جمیل اور صبر جمیل پر اجر جزیل رحمت فرما۔
اللہم آمین۔ بجائی خاتم النبیین
صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں، گناہوں سے پاک سنت و بری زندگی گزاریں، دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہیں۔ ذہن نصیب مرحوم کے اصال ثواب کے لیے اللہ رب العزت کے دیے ہوئے مال میں سے مسجد بنا دیجئے یا مسجد کی تعمیر میں حصہ ہی لے لیجئے۔
صلی
اللہ علیہ محمد۔
Let's include some more news regarding paying condolences. The head of Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, visited the house of a representative of Hajj Umrah Department overseas, Abdul Ahad Attari. On this occasion, the brothers of Abdul Ahad Attari, Abdul Hafiz Attari, and Muhammad Khalid Attari were also present. The head of Shura paid condolences to Abdul Ahad Attari and his brothers upon the death of their mother and offered dua for her forgiveness. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, the travelers of Madini Kafla and the Islamic Brothers related with the field of education met with the head of Pakistan Mushawarat, Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari at Faizan-e Madina, Faisalabad. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat described the blessings of Madini Kaflas to the Islamic Brothers and motivated them to offer salah regularly and recite durood.
The head of Majlis Education Department, provincial and division representatives and the devotees of Rasul from various cities in Madini Kafla visited Rukn-e Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari at the Madini Merkez Faizan-e Madina, Madina Town, Faisalabad, Punjab. Rukn-e Shura and the head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan amongst Islamic brothers, told the participants about marvels and virtues of Madini Kaflas and motivated them to offer salah with jamaat and to recite durood-e-pak. The head of Pakistan Mushawarat informed them about religious apps of Dawat Islami present by ID and motivated them to download various verses, ahadith and supplications and encouraged them to spread them too. In the end, Rukn-e Shura and head of Pakistan Mushawarat Haji Muhammad Shahid Attari answered the questions asked by the devotees Rasool.
At Ganj Husainabad in Narowal, Punjab, a ceremony was held to lay the foundation of a Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina for construction, during which Rukn-e Shura Haji Yaqub Raza Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the excellence of building Masajid, Madaris-e-Madina and Jamiat al-Madina.
Foundation was laid for the construction of Madani Merkez Faizan-e-Madina in Ganj Husainabad in Narowal, Punjab. On this occasion, a ceremony was held in which the representatives of various departments of Dawat Islami, local personalities and local devotees of the school participated. Moreover, Rukn-e Shura Haji Yaqub Raza Attari delivered a sunnah-inspired bayan on the virtues of building Masajid, Madaris and Jamiat al-Madina and taking part in their construction and motivated the participants to take practical part in the religious activities of Dawat Islami and serve the religion. With respect to this, Rukn-e Shura told Madani News.
اس وقت ہم ناروال میں موجود ہیں جہاں عاشقان رسول نے جگہ حاصل کی ہے مسجد کے لیے، مدرسے کے لیے، آن لائن اکیڈمی کے لیے۔ جی ہاں، یہاں پر نماز بھی ہوگی اور انشاءاللہ نماز سکھائی بھی جائے گی اور اس کے علاوہ لوگوں کو قرآن کی تعلیم بھی دی جائے گی۔ تو آئیے دعوت اسلامی کے ساتھ اشاعت دین میں تعاون کیجئے۔ نبی کریم صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا، جس نے مسجد بنائی اگرچہ کے پرندے کے گھونسلے کے برابر ہو، اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ اس کے لیے جنت میں گھر بنائے گا۔ تو یہاں مسجد تعمیر ہوگی اور انشاءاللہ قرآن پڑھانے کے لیے، سیکھنے سکھانے کے لیے، کردار سازی کے لیے مدرسے کا انتظام بھی ہو۔
Thereafter, Rukn-e Shura along with other Islamic brothers laid the foundation by putting bricks and offered dua for swift construction and also offered dua for the welfare of such Islamic brothers who took part in purchasing this place.
A Madani Kafla of the devotees Rasool is currently traveling in district Nowshera, Khyber Pakhtunkhwa to spread the Sunan. Meanwhile, the participants of the Madani Kafla attended the blessed urs of a local saint, Peer Rahmat Karim Mubarak Rahmatullahi Alayhi. The head of division Mushawarat also delivered a bayan amongst the visitors.
The devotees of Rasool travelled in a Madani Kafla from Peshawar to Dark Ismail Khan in Nowshera, in which the head of division Mushawarat as well as other representatives and devotees of Rasool are included. During Madani Kafla, the Islamic Brothers participated in the Istima held with respect to the urs of a local saint, Hazrat Peer Rahmat Karim Mubarak Rahmatullahi Alayhi, in which multitudes of devotees of Rasool participated. On this occasion, Hazrat Maulana Peer Sayyid Hussain Al Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliyah, the successor of Peer Rahmat Karim Rahmatullahi Alayhi, Sahibzada Hazrat Maulana Adnan Qadri, and other scholars and mashayikh were also present. The head of division Mushawarat delivered a bayan amongst the participants and told them about religious and welfare activities of Dawat Islami and motivated the participants to establish masajid and madaris to donate virtues to Peer Rahmat Karim Mubarak Rahmatullahi Alayhi. At the end of the urs, the head of division Mushawarat met with Maulana Peer Sayyid Hussain Al Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliyah, the successor of Peer Rahmat Karim Mubarak Rahmatullahi Alayhi, along with Sahibzada Maulana Adnan Qadri and the scholars and mashayikh. Thereafter, the head of division Mushawarat along with other devotees Rasool visited the shrine of Hazrat Peer Rahmat Karim Rahmatullahi Alayhi and offered Fatiha and Dua.
At Faizan-e-Madina Islamabad, a three-day course was held by Dawat Islami's Rohani Ilaj Department, in which the Islamic brothers from various areas participated. They acquired the science of spiritual cure.
A three-day Rohani Ilaj course was held at the Madina Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Sector G11 Islamabad, in which the Islamic brothers from Chakwal, Attock, Rawalpindi and Islamabad participated. The trainer of Rohani Ilaj department taught the methods of writing and making Tawizat, Dam and Kaat. Moreover, the participants of the course were motivated to take part in the 12 religious activities of Dawat Islami, to offer Salah regularly and to recite Durood-e Pak, and motivated to serve the grief-stricken Ummah of the Holy Prophet in their areas.
Madani Kaflas of the devotees Rasool set out in the path of Allah Almighty from Faizan-e-Madina, Afandi Town, Hyderabad to Kashmir. Before the departure, guidance was provided to the Islamic brothers at Darus Sunnah, Faizan-e-Madina. Take a look.
The devotees Rasool departed in 12-day Madani Kafla upon the call of Amir al-Sunnat from the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina, Afandi Town, Hyderabad, Sindh. Guidance was provided to the Islamic brothers related with education department and other devotees Rasool at Darus Sunnah. The representative Islamic brother told about the marvels of Madani Kaflas to the Islamic brothers and taught them etiquettes of Madani Kafla. With respect to this, the representative of education department told Madani News.
हर 12 माह में एक माह और हर माह
Moreover, the travelers of Madani Kafla expressed good intentions and shared their views with Madani News.
हम मदनी काफले में नेकी की दावत देने और बुराई से मना करने के लिए हम जा रहे हैं
12 दिन का मदनी काफला हमारा अपने टोन फैजान मदीना से सफर कर रहा है इंशाल्लाह अज सदर वहां पे एक दिन का काम करेंगे खूब नेकी की दावत देंगे खुद भी बुराई से बचेंगे और दूसरों को भी बुराई से बचाएंगे
अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह हम 12 दिन के मदनी काफले में इस्लामाबाद सवात और चित्राल की तरफ जा रहे हैं अल्लाह ताला आसानी फरमाए
मदनी काफले में दीन की बातें सीखने के लिए अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह मेरे को मौका मिला है
Moving on, let's inform you that a Taharat course was held at the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in Miami City, Florida, USA. Besides this, a Faizan-e-Namaz course was held at Faizan-e-Ahl-e-Bait Islamic Center in Hong Kong. Let's learn more in this Madani News.
A Taharat course was held under Madani Courses Department at the Madani Markaz Faizan-e-Madina in City Miami, Florida, in which the Islamic Brothers related with various walks of life participated. Mubalighe Dawat Islami delivered a bayan and provided guidance about Taharat and commandments of impurities as well as other matters. Apart from this, the method of purifying clothes and other things were also taught. On the other hand, a Faizan-e-Namaz course was held under Madani Courses Department at Faizan-e-Ahl-e-Bait Islamic Center in Hong Kong, in which Islamic Brothers from Muntang, Yatang State, Caribbean Coast, Fortang State and Islamic Brothers from other areas participated in the event. Mubalighe Dawat Islami delivered a bayan amongst Islamic Brothers and taught them rulings of wuzu and ghusl, preconditions and obligations of salah as well as bathing the deceased, cutting and putting on the shroud, method of burial and funeral salah, methods of Eid salah, traveler salah, method of calculating missed salah and other rulings.
At the end, let's listen to an audio message of Amir al-Sunnat in which he inquired about the health of various people upon their ailments. He offered dua for their recovery and also presented Madani books.
نحمده ونصلي ونصلي على خاتم النبيين مصيبة صبر کا ثواب رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا، جس شخص نے مصیبت پر اچھی طرح صبر کیا اللہ پاک اس کے لیے 300 درجات لکھتا ہے، ان میں سے ہر ایک درجے سے دوسرے درجے تک اتنا فاصلہ ہے جتنا زمین و آسمان کے درمیان ہے۔ الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاۃ والسلام علی خاتم النبیین یا رب المصطفیٰ جل جلالہ وصلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ اے بیماریوں میں شفا دینے والے، انہیں سے راحت ہو، عافیت ہو، عبادت ہو، ریاضت ہو، دینی خدمت ہو اور سنتوں بری طویل زندگی عطا فرما۔ یا اللہ پاک، کی بیماری، یہ تکلیف، یہ پریشانی، ان کے لیے گناہوں کا کفارہ، ترقی درجات کا باعث، جنت الفردوس میں بے حساب داخلے اور جنت الفردوس میں تیرے پیارے پیارے آخری نبی مکی مدنی محمد عربی صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کا پڑوسی بننے کا ذریعہ بن جائے۔
اللہم آمین بجاہ
صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ گھبرائیے نہیں، بیماری انشاءاللہ القریب گناہوں سے پاک کر دے گی۔ ایک بہت پیارا روحانی علاج پیش کرتا ہوں، یا سلام 111 بار پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کر لیجئے، اور جو خود نہیں پڑھ سکتا اس پر پڑھ کر دم کر دیجئے، انشاءاللہ القریب صحت و شفا حاصل ہوگی۔ شفا حاصل ہونے تک وظیفہ جاری رکھیے، یہ روزانہ ایک بار کرنا ہے، اور پڑھ کر اپنے اوپر دم کرنے کے ساتھ ساتھ پانی پر دم کر کے بھی پلایا جائے۔ گھر کے تمام افراد کی خدمتوں میں عرض ہے کہ نماز روزوں کی پابندی کرتے رہیں، گناہوں سے پاک، سنت و بری زندگی گزارے، دعوت اسلامی کے دینی ماحول سے ہر دم وابستہ رہے۔ صلی اللہ علیہ محمد۔
Dear viewers of Madani channel, you have been watching the Madani news of Dawat Islami. Please fill the booklet of pious deeds. We will be back with more, inshallah, azza wa jal. For more information and previous news, visit dawatislami.net. Keep watching Madani channel. We will neither commit nor listen to backbiting. We will neither lie nor cause others to lie. Inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Dawat-e-Islami be granted acceptance. Protect it from evil and adversity. Ya Rabbi.